4/28/2023. I'm going to start right off the information. So listen up close. Listen up close. Normally, I prefer to read the Bible, but I've got something I want to get it on out. So anyway, the fact of the matter is, you know, over the last, a couple of years, we've been telling you about these weird communications methods that the Red Chinese have been using, and the Russians and different people, but primarily the Red Chinese have been using to use the ham bands and in different spectrum type of things. We even talked to you about a weird kind of thing, the washing machine. Garunk, 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 garunk. And how they're using spread spectrum stuff that comes out and then it just sprays real quickly a whole huge message. Well, you know, we've been having different high-level old-timer SIGINT people and excellent hams all over the world have been detecting it, and it's not coming from China. It's coming from inside the United States. We've been telling you about it. We talked to you about it this year, about two or three different ones, about how they use some older type spread spectrum stuff from the 50s or early 60s. And then they were using that, but they were using it down in the ham bands and then into the CB bands. And then even in England, they were using it in the what goes for the CB bands over there, different stuff. Well, let me tell you what. All of those sites where that information was being put up were being hammered, and the people in the allegedly in the United States government, the NSA, the FBI, the EIEIOs have been trying to prevent any of the ham people from putting that information out, which is in the clear stuff that's heard. And if you have spread spectrum analyzer, if you have the ability to do so, and there are those that do, then you can still find these different signals. But the reporting of them has been nixed by the U.S. government, not the Chinese government, the U.S. government, because they do not want you to know that the Red Chinese are inside the United States communicating with their saboteurs, with their secret spies and chiefs and small group units that are trying to do sabotage. They don't want you to know that. But the people that have the capability of understanding these messages, these old top-of-the-line, older signal intelligence people, and who have then now have taken to putting information out in deep background on small sites and various sites that jump here and there and everywhere for just brief periods of time, for those in the know, those they contact to tell them to get it and spread it. Now, here's the information. The information is this. Listen up. The information that was being recorded through all this trickery and all these weird spread spectrum messages that are burst transmissions that appear on a spread spectrum waterfall, but for very briefly and in odd manners, we've told you about them for the last few years and for the last few months. Well, all that information disappeared. Now it's coming back. Some people have had the ability with code breaking and that kind of stuff to determine what was in some of those messages. Now, here's the deal. In some of those messages, they are from people to the Red Chinese sending it to those coming across the borders, to their spies, their infiltrators, their saboteurs, Red Chinese military people who've been flooding across the southern border, coming in from Canada, coming up all different kind of places. They tell them specific instructions as to once they get in, where to go get a boat, where to get a boat and to get money and supplies to then move up the rivers, to come up the Mississippi or up this river, up that river. And then once they get there, they're giving them, listen to me real close. They're being given specific instructions, maps, and where to pick up material and stuff to do sabotage in various places. We just had yesterday the dadgum train going in the Mississippi River, did we not? Up in Wisconsin, Ferryville. We've had all of these chemical plants blow and all of these things, and we've had all of the information we put out. I'm going to tell you to all law enforcement officers, county sheriffs, and sheriff's deputies, and good local police and all the different ones. You need to be on the lookout for red Chinese troops, okay? They're not going to have their hat on. They're going to have plain clothes. They'll be look like the guy just walking down the street. And I'm not saying that you need to stop every Chinese or Oriental or Asian person on the street. But what I am saying to you is they're getting specific instructions as to where to go to meet up, to get supplies, to get cash, to get places to stay, to get supplies to blow up your train yard, your plants, your different things. Now, that information is coming from the signal intelligence people, from the good hams that are around the world, the ones that know how to figure out where the messages come from, how they're being sent, and even some of them with old-time capability and old-time buddies in the code-breaking world are able to now decipher messages, and they're saying that these are messages from the Red Chinese or whoever is in collaboration with them, possibly those very people inside the Pentagram, the EIEIOs who are on the side of the Red Chinese with Red China Joe, who got bought for $1.45 billion, don't you know, allegedly, that these messages are going out and giving direct targets and places and aid and an ability to pick up transportation, how to get in the country, where to go, where to meet up with their other brethren that are already here. And I've also been hearing about the arrest of illegals, Russians, and all kind of stuff. Starting to cap, just now, Congress is looking into the AI, and they're going to pass laws to prevent all those AI. But if the Chinese don't do it, then it doesn't work. These fools, these people, I'm going to tell you, the United States of America is put a fork in it, it's done. Our traitors at the top, the Luciferian, Red Chinese enabling, Russian Spetsnaz enabling, Luciferian scumbag traitors at the top slots and executive, the Pentagram, the intelligence agencies, all of it. Legislative, judicial, all the traitors are now just about enabled to set up all of the coming destruction of America. They don't even have to invade on the old Nazi X thing. They're going to take stuff down here. And people, I was hearing somebody the other day say, well, how are they going to keep it from blowing up all the stuff they want to take? Because they have neutron weapons, you dummies. Neutron weapons kill people. They don't destroy buildings or farms. Let me tell you what. I will say this also. You're starting to see asymmetrical warfare in all types. You got the Corinth, Mississippi, Columbia National Gas compressor hit by strange lightning. Okay, strange lightning. Well, we have electromagnetic capabilities of the Chinese and the Russians. You certainly have it. The ability for them to do it. Well, I got hit by electromagnetic pulse weapon from a helicopter from 50 yards away. My whole body was numb on the right side for about 6 to 9 months. I know about it. Satellite directed also. Satellite directed generation of scatter frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. They can set it up and zap you. There can be portable weapons. Don't tell me it takes so much power to produce one of these things. They've got new stuff that's ability to do it. But I'm going to tell you what. This thing here I'm talking about tonight, these methods where they, remember, I'll go down to them, throw them slow. Remember we told you about how they were using the National Message Board system to put messages on it encrypted, okay? Then I was telling you about how they were using different spread spectrum stuff. And then I was telling you a year or so ago about the oh, 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 it was a weird signal. Sounded like a washing machine. Remember we talked about that? Then we talked about also various things, how they were using spread spectrum signals down into the ham bands and then into the CB band and all of the different stuff. We've tried to figure it out, discuss it. I've told you about some people who are real good hams, real good signal intelligence people, were able to track it. That ain't me. I don't have that equipment. But I know people that are in touch with those in deep background to get the information. And it should be information that should be going out to preclude any of these red Chinese groups from doing stuff. But every week we've got another sabotage thing, another deal, another train derail, another chemical plant or a food company that explodes and catches on fire, or a 5-alarm fire in, you know, in some kind of a place next to the tank farm or the oil tank farm or the natural gas facility or whatever it is. So cops and deputy sheriffs, be on the lookout for Chinese saboteurs. They're getting specific instructions from somebody. Maybe it comes, who knows? Allegedly, who it could come from collaborators in the Pentagram or collaborators in the intelligence world, you see. I don't know, because this thing has gone over to the negative. Then we have situations where there are still good people in the military trying to protect our coastline, but all we've got, we don't have any E-6s, okay? We're having to send a U-2 spy plane up and do racetracks around San Diego and up and down the coast because we don't have any other vehicle to do it or any other way to do it. We don't have the P-8s or the P-3s to do it. We don't have these. We don't even have the E-3s to do it. We've got the U-2s, which is a very capable thing, but what's a guy going to do at 70,000 feet, all right? Is he going to, he doesn't have any bombs, nothing. He can give a message out. But the fact of the matter is, we've got submarines off the coast. We've got them doing all kinds of stuff. Russian, Red Chinese, they're in the Gulf Coast, the West Coast, the East Coast, the Arctic Circle. And then you think it's kind of interesting, all these Army helicopters all of a sudden, one after the other, having crashes and killing people. That is electronic warfare of either the Russians or the Red Chinese. And the ones in Alaska is probably, quite frankly, the Russians. They've got extreme electronic warfare capability that is ahead of the game. And meanwhile, Biden keeps selling the oil and gas, you know, and the strategic petroleum reserves to selling it to Red China, all right? And then we're going to have electric tanks and electric howitzers. You say, we'll have to stop for the charge. Well, we're the charging station. We're going to pre-position them secretly in all the battlefields of the world. Horse hockey. Ladies and gentlemen, the people at the top of your government and intelligence and the military have sold you down the river, sold you to the Red Chinese and the Russians. Let me tell you, you are the last defense of this nation. You're the last defense, and a few good line commanders still with troops or with aircraft or with ships. Very few ships at all anymore. And most of the ones that are current are Coast Guard. Or they're way out in the Pacific being like aircraft carriers being run by LGBTQ54739s who have talk night and touchy-feely nights on the aircraft carrier. And how wonderful it is, you see. And now the Red Chinese, oh, they're scared to death, and the rest are scared to death. So they just hypersonic one of them. Then all the other carriers will just turn tail and run because the LGBTQ 54739s running the daggum boats will turn tail and run to a point of survival back away from the stuff. I don't like to talk bad about the military, and it ain't the ones that are fighting in the planes. And interestingly enough, very recently, over 600 pilots and naval aviators and Marine Corps aviators whose time is up. They maybe, you know, have 20 years in, and they're trying to leave, to get out, to go get the pensions and go, you know, marry off their grandkids and go on a trip to, you know, to the Tetons to relax and do some fly fishing or whatever they're going to do. They just all got retained by Joe Redshine and Joe Biden. No, you can't go. If you go, then you leave or try to leave, we'll ruin you and we'll charge you with the felony offense for trying to do something else. If you fight us, we're going to retain you. So everybody, all the pilots are being retained, allegedly, for 3 more years. Above and beyond their will or their fact that they should be able to retire. They're being retained. I remember back in the Second Gulf War here in Kansas City area, there was a doctor who was like 90 years old. May have been a doctor in the Korean War or something. They tried to send him a letter, told him to report for duty. He said, "You idiots, I'm 90 years old." They said, "We don't care." They then said something about, if you don't report, we're going to send you Leavenworth. He said, "Screw you." Okay. They came to arrest the man. They came and had to take him to court. Say, "I'm 90 years old or 91 years old. I'm not going to go into the military again just because you haven't recruited doctors or trained doctors of your own volition, send them to medical school." I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is about up. It's about done. It's about all done. So what can you do? "Hawk, I can't fight the Red Chinese, you know, at the top, and I don't have any pull with the FBI or the EIEO." What you can do is to prepare to defend your rural road, your suburban area, your cul-de-sac, your block, your city block in the Bronx, okay, your city block in Brooklyn, your building in Manhattan, wherever it is, your little rural area town, you know, in Iowa or in Kansas or Nebraska or Colorado or wherever it might be, you get ready to take on whatever is coming. To take on whatever is coming, and to do that, you're going to need water purification. You're going to need a Berkey system. You're going to need water storage. You're going to need long-term storage food and canned goods of any type you get, okay? No, it's not the best quality food for your health. But I'm going to tell you what, you want the ones that are going to put the vaccine and the new meats and all the stuff will have the vaccine in them to give you your 10th dose of 19th nervous breakdown and myocardial infarction? Do you want all of that, or do you want something that'll give you a ration, something that's already been in the can for 6 months or a year, that don't have the stuff, you know, albacore tuna, pink salmon out of Alaska, something that's fresher and put into a can. Chunky soup, Progresso soup, all the good stuff, Denny Moore beef stew, all these things that are likely to have been already cooked, okay, and that you can reheat at a campfire of your choice while you're on the run and using a little Esbit or Solo pocket stove or some kind of a thing to make a small fire with twigs and grasses and brush so that you can heat up your soup in your canteen cup and get your ration while you're trying to hide out from those searching for you, those Red Chinese dogs on your case, your NORTHCOM, who's now possibly NORTHCOM, going in league with the Red Chinese. Who's to say? We don't know anymore because it's all bad. But I got a word for him from Lord Jesus. I got a word for him. "He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. And therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire. So shall it be at the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and then shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And again, the kingdom of the heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, that which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he hath and bought it. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, and which, when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels and cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then Jesus said unto them, have you understood these things? You see, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to start to really get wild weasel, and it's already started. But I just told you something that is quite interesting to know, is that all of these special transmissions being done by Red Chinese and covertly that we watched and tried to figure out what was up and how they utilized ulterior type of methods and weird kind of combinations of strange spread spectrum frequency hopping, jumping stuff, but using it in different ways with old school spread spectrum that used to be able to tell who the sender and the receiver were, but now it's all encrypted and you don't know. Well, some of that has been deciphered. I'm going to tell you one more time again that somebody at the top slots in the EIEIOs is trying to prevent this information from getting out there. It's information about the enemy. It's information about the Red Chinese giving specific instructions and maps and telling people where to get boats and how to go and which railroad to go on and where to go and where to meet up with their brethren at to get orders and to get supplies and money and ability to do the sabotage that they're being ordered to do, and that is occurring every week, that nobody has even got a clue. Nobody has even got a clue. Well, the Ray Red, the FBI said, oh, they need $11 billion. They're not able to go after to fight any of these Red Chinese. Why, they're getting 2,000 different investigations, a 1,300% increase. They don't have the personnel, but no, they got 80 people to work for Twitter. They got 80 people working for Twitter. They got enough people to go through Melania's closet in Mar-a-Lago, to President Trump's house. They got all the stuff. Well, meanwhile, they can't find Doodley Squad and Red China Joe's garage where all the papers and the top secret stuff he took allegedly back when he was a senator and had no clearance. And all of that's laying on the floor being run over, and when the oil gets changed on his Corvette, which he gets to have a Corvette, but you have to spend $90,000 on a vehicle, an EV vehicle. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is put a fork in and it's done. And I'm going to tell you, it's done in the sense of what you think of as being America. That don't any longer exist. And all of this political attempts and all these things are good and fine, but I'm going to tell you, they're a day late and a dollar short. Tucker Carlson said in that speech that he gave, you know, on the Friday night before he was, after that, you know, fired, okay? He even said on that about the good and evil in the speech. If you haven't seen the speech he gave to the Heritage Foundation, you know, on that Friday night of his last night on, what was it, the 21st of April? And he talks about it in there. He talks about the good and the evil and the people promulgating the good and the people promulgating the evil and all of the things. and about how all of the stuff that's being discussed and talked about and all the stuff that's in the media and all the things is all bull crap because it only goes to a little bit of the truth. It doesn't talk about the truth. So in that, we've got in the fact that Red China Joe won't talk to, and isn't it weird that stupid McCarthy is getting a haircut like it's 1954. He's getting one every day because he gets it free, see, because he gets a free haircut. So he's got a barber at the Capitol that's from 1954, all right? He ought to go back to his longer hair so he looks cooler. Instead, he looks like an idiot from the 50s, okay? Not that all guys were idiots in the 50s. They weren't. But he just looks like he's old and tired and doesn't have, like he's a deer with the headlights. He thinks he's doing great stuff. Well, all this stuff is just fine and good, but it ain't going to pass Doodley Squad, and the president ain't going to sign up on any of the laws because somebody has been bought. B-O-U-G-H-T. The snake is in the grass, you know? So you're going to have to be able to sustain yourself and do things. I mean, things like, what's a good prep? Well, a good prep is all the things I've talked about, but a good prep is also 3/4-inch plywood. A few sheets of that, screws, nails, hand tools that you don't have to have a battery or a charger for. You know, a hand saws and different things like that, brace in a bit, all right? All those kind of stuff that your grandpa had, or like in my case, my dad had, all right? Some of them he got from his father in handmade wooden tool chests and things like that. But ladies and gentlemen, it is not going to be the way that you think. And if you think that the grocery stores are going to be open for you, the drug stores, the gasoline stations, you got another thing coming. If they can take out, allegedly take out with a weather x-ray, weather X meaning a weather weapon, okay, of a lightning bolt strike, and we've seen these before, all right, all these systems that are being generated, a lot of it's being generated by the weather machines. Now, we've got the heart, but the United States participates, the United States government, military science conglomerates, they participate with the HAARP in Alaska, but also 72 other specific ionospheric heaters worldwide. The Russians have extreme, wonderful, tremendous capability. They've given some of that to the Red Chinese. And the Red Chinese have a bigger Navy than we do. And now they're importing pilots, Western pilots from Western nations, to show them how to operate their bombers and their bomber groups. You remember back about 204, 205, I had specific information telling you about how the Red Chinese were sending their sons to the Annapolis and to the different military academies to learn everything. Do you remember the other time I told you about how, where was it? I believe it was in North Dakota, wasn't it? Where there was a school up there training Red Chinese. What were they? They were all pilots for what? Airliners. All those Red Chinese airline pilots. Training them by the thousands. Hundreds at a time, but over the years, and still probably training them up there in a flight school up in North Dakota associated with a college. Those things, I told you about that years ago. You remember I also told you about, they're talking about, well, the Chinese have ray racing, the Chinese cyber capability. They're way out above beyond us. They've got thousands of people doing it. You know, I told everybody on the air back in 204, 205, when I used to have the kind of, when you used to get the software that showed you where attacks on your computer were coming from, and you could trace it zigzag and trace it back to where the origination spot was. You remember all of that? And I told you that I used to write down all of those things, and I turned them in. I used to spend hours at night. I turned in every single one of the hack attacks including the ones from the U.S. government under corporate names, of course, you know. The ones that happen to be in Colorado and St. Louis and Chicago and different places. There's a name for it, right? Anyway, but those are the corporate names. But you remember I told you about I got a hack attack when I was going after talking about the Nazis and all the stuff and how they were involved in this, that, and the other. And I was getting then hack attacks out of Stuttgart, Germany. I was talking about trying to think of the guy's name. The guy, he lived in Black Mountain for a while, and then he went down to Elohim City in Arkansas. Andreas Strassmeyer. Remember I was talking about him in 2004 or 2005 and how he was involved in the Oklahoma City bombing and all that crap. I started getting hack attacks from allegedly a Mercedes-Benz headquarters in Stuttgart, Germany on that. And then you remember I told you the Lee family had traced stuff back into Shanghai to the Lee family. And it wasn't long after that, I get at 2:30 in the morning, a guy in $1,000 sport jacket and $1,000 pair of shoes. And I look out, peek out through the window blind and say, "Oh, please help me. I need your help. I need your help." Well, he was wearing more money than my car payment was or mortgage was. All right. And so the Lord tells me in my mind, he says, "Don't look at his eyes, look at his hand." And I saw that he had a cell phone. And he was holding it on the sides of the phone like he was either going to use it or to push the button. And as the Red Chinese have, they have a 22 shooting little cell phone, pop, pop, maybe even two rounds. Or they have something that will be like the 50,000 volt, where they come up, and he was holding it like that. And if I'd open the door, he'd have come up and zap me in the neck and knock me out, all right, then to kill me. So that's when I went to the door, and I happened to have an old Glockenspiel, the old Glockenspiel. And I said, "If you don't get off my porch, I'm going to ventilate you through the door." Well, that guy jumped 15 foot backward and was savvy enough to English real quick. And he was playing sing-song Chinese, you know, like he was like a Charlie Chan character. But his clothes and shoes showed otherwise in the brief, quick look I took out the window blind, all right? And then when he started running down the street to the cul-de-sac, I made my way out by another exit to my building, not the front one, but another one. And I happened to have my golf club driver, the one that you shoot the long distance ball. It even has my golf club driver even had a scope on it. You know what I'm saying? And I went around to a courtyard behind some bushes in the front, kind of a thing. And I looked down there and I could see him running down, and he went down to a black SUV that was at the turnaround in the cul-de-sac. And I could see the guy at those smoking a cigarette in the dark. His lights were off, but the car was running. The SUV was running. It was like a Suburban or something or Tahoe. And I could see him smoking a cigarette because I could see the fire. And this Chinese man running in his $1,000 pair of shoes gets down there and goes to the driver's side. And I can see him talking. And then the guy flicks the cigarette out the window. The Chinese man runs back behind the back of the SUV, gets in the passenger side. They come around the little cul-de-sac, little horn down there. And then, boom, they hit the gas pedal and the supercharger or the nitrous or whatever they had in that thing. Black SUV, tinted windows, the whole classic, you know, United States government, you know, machine. And by the time they got up the hill, I was tracking them all the way with my driver. I wanted to just hit some golf balls that night, you know. And I tracked them all the way, and I made sure they saw me pointing right at them with my driver, with my golf balls, getting ready to hit a golf shot. And then they went around the corner and came back. And then I reported it to you on air. I'm reporting it again. Because I'm going to tell you what. You are going to be the defense of the United States. Wherever you're at, it's going to be in your area when they come into your area. So you've got to have the preparations. You've got to have the food. And a lot of people now have got a lot of food and stuff and are getting more and are branching off and getting clothes and socks and underwear and all this kind of stuff. But when I ask them, how much ammo do you have? Well, you know, I've got a few, a little bit, you know. Well, conclude ammo is one of the methodic preparations. If you don't have a firearm, then you need to acquire a firearm. Man, woman, teenager above the limit in your state, you need to get a firearm. Maybe Grandpa Joe's got an extra 12 gauge or a 22 rifle, or maybe he's got a deer gun. You know, you could get some 30-06 ammo for it, or 270 or whatever it is. All right. And now you're starting to see that various states like Illinois and Washington and all these places are getting rid of, passing laws, the federal judges are approving it and everything. So that the, even in Illinois, the guys who work for the SWAT team, the police and people who are on the local SWAT team or tactical teams, they can't even own a 50 cal to practice so they can use it at the tactical team or the SWAT team. They can't even do that. And then the little plastic stock things, did you see? The one good representative eat the shorts and lunch of the ATF director. The little plastic thing that's a sleeve that fits on the back of a pistol. They say that makes that into a rifle. But you see, they had a ruling on that. The ATF did years ago. Said, well, there's nothing illegal about this. And it was something good that some veterans who had problems with their hands or whatever, they would use one of these, allow them to hold the gun, to hold a pistol, you see, to protect themselves at home. And also to use it so they could be able to pull the trigger or whatever. And then that was ruled that there was no problem. They weren't illegal. Over 40 million people in the United States own them. Now they're going to make it illegal and you have to register. You have to tell us what size, you know, your backside hole is. They have to tell you where you live, your social security number, your this, that, and the other, where you go to church, where you work, all the things, who your family is. You got to take a picture of all your family, send it down to the deal. All that kind of surveillance for stuff that they already said was legal a long time ago, and 40 million people bought it. And then the representative, and I forget who he was, says to the guy, you're telling me this piece of plastic here, what is the federal offense for owning this now? How much jail time could you get if you did not destroy it or turn it in or register it? Oh, well, and the guy says, well, I'm not sure about that. I'd have to. He says, you're telling me you don't even know what the federal offense, the felony that you're talking about, that you're going to create, what the jail time? Well, the max. He says, listen, buddy. He says, you know that it's 10 years. So you're telling me I've got a piece of plastic that you said 3 years ago or 5 years ago was perfectly legal. I bought one, and now you're going to tell me you're going to throw me in jail in a federal prison for 10 years for owning a piece of plastic? He says, does this piece of plastic, does it increase the speed of the bullets leaving? Does it give extra capacity of ammunition to the firearm? No. Does it do this? Does it make them shoot at a more rapid rate? No. Well, then why does that owning that say 10 more years? Well, anyway, that's the kind of stuff that's going to go on. It will be illegal to have a gas stove. It will be illegal to have a car that runs on gasoline. And if you're running that car on gasoline and you haven't bought the electric vehicle or gone to the bicycle or to the electric motorbike or to the public transportation, yeah, you're living out in the middle of, Wyoming or Montana, you know, something 100 miles from any town. And you're sitting there and you're waiting on the public transportation to take you 150 miles in so you can go to work or buy your groceries so you can bring them back to your mountain lodge or your cabin in the woods. This is all getting to be a lot of horse hockey. Oh, let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And he tells you what? Matthew 24, Luke 21. What's he tell you in Luke 21? Before all this, they're going to come for you. They're going to come for you, you know. Read the Luke 21. You want to keep Old Hawk on the air? I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome. Can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Can be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little gold, whatever it might be, a check. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. You can reach me at email, radiohawk777 at hotmail.com. Radiohawk777 at hotmail.com. And for all of those trying to go into my Facebook, I don't have a Facebook, okay? So you're fooling around with that, although they send me emails saying that somebody's trying to get into your Facebook. But I never click on any of those. I just see that. So, ladies and gentlemen, anything is most needed, welcome. Brother Steve Quayle, he can get you gold, he can get you silver, and he has tremendous amount of information. I think he's just put out something here. What's he put out tonight? On the Q-Files 2.0, I believe. America the Babylon, alas, is no more. His private briefings is excellent. Get the DVDs and his books. Call him, Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And you tell him Old Hawk sent you, all right? And he can get you gold and silver right away, but there's getting to be, it's disappearing. It's disappearing in the physical sense. It's being bought up by the gajillions of ounces, all right? A lot of it by the Red Chinese and the Russians. And this dollar is going to go bye-bye, but for right now, you might want to have some actual cash out in your hands under the mattress or wherever your grandpa used to keep it or your grandmother used to keep it. Because these credit cards, when they zap the EMP, are not going to work. You won't be able to run to get gasoline, so you're going to have to safely store sufficient gasoline for each of your vehicles, you know, to give you a tank, whatever it is, 20, 30 gallons to get out of town, all right? And then also for any generators or things that you're going to need to use to run it. And then you're also going to tell you, unless you're there and you got a heads up, you may have to stay where you're at. So in terms of that, you need to figure out your distances. You know, your distance up to the corner, your distance to up the street to the where the street sign is and the mailbox. How many yards is it? Okay. How do you get out of your yard and go through the fence backyards or through the hoops and hollers in the country? How can you sneakily get out to another place where you might have pre-positioned yourself with some items that you might need or that will allow you to escape from the group coming down your street and deuce and a half? That just happened to be deploying Red Chinese troops, all right? Hands across the water, UN troops helping out, right? After the mysterious EMP strikes that knocked out all the power grid, which was could be little Kim from Korea with his satellites, or it could be a hypersonic that nobody would even know. But meanwhile, we don't have any civil defense in this country, but Red China Joe has got all of the nest teams and things over in the Ukraine, fitting them up with radiation suits and sensors and every kind of a this, that, and the other. We're having to fly U-2 planes rather than to use a P-8 Poseidon or a P-3 Orion or a or an E-6 or an E-3. Maybe we could send up little Cessnas or send up drones or, you know, Bonanzas and little stuff from, you know, little private planes from 1961. They can be on the front line out there. There could be spotter planes. They sure could. Maybe they could drop a Molotov cocktail down on the Russian submarine or the Red Chinese submarine. Oh, boy. Yeah, I know, brother. Crazy Horse says get a multi-fuel generator. Most people can't even go around the block. I understand that. I like the ones that are, you know, that. But I'm going to tell you, that's good, but it's hard to do at this stage of the game and to do it quickly. But I'd like to have the little solar panel and that kind of stuff and to run something basic where you get where you're at and to charge a battery or two. I'd rather have a couple of batteries. But you are 100% correct, my brother. And while you dig out of that snow, I'll tell you, 900 inches of snow in the mountains, just now starting to see a little pasture, you know. And then the floods are now going to go. Floods are going to go all through the mountains, down into California, down into Oregon and Washington and Utah and all the different places where the snow is so heavy. And meanwhile, it's still too cold in the area. I mean, you know, it's like we should be in the, normally I'd have garden up since mid-March, you know, or 20th of March. Can't do it. It's been too cold. God bless all of you out there. I'm going to tell you what. I'll tell you, there's good people still in the world if you can help them. Lord Jesus, I prayed this last night. It was a little too late. Lord Jesus, will you go to Dave and Debbie Nunemaker? Lord, will you go to them and will you touch them right now, Lord Jesus? In your name, I say touch them, Lord, and let them know that you're touching both of them. Provide medical miracles to them on the spot. Restore them back to more perfect health. Not perfect, but get them back and restore them to health, Lord Jesus, so they can continue the wonderful ministry and missionary work that they still are able to do long distance in Indochina. Would they have their contacts over there after they had spent 50 years in Asia working with these people and then also in France and then going back? They have the Indochina Bibles Project, which provide Bibles and songbooks in the Montagnard, the mountain tribal village languages, the dialects that are different as you go into each village almost. In those mountains over in Indochina, okay? And they're providing them and getting them printed up. Indochina Bibles Project. Or you could say Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Oh, yes. So this is a Crazy Horse says, rule of thumb, 10 inches of snow converts to 1 inch of water. So we have 89 foot of water to come down off the mountains. 89 foot of water to come off the mountains. But they were in the drought in the West. Well, the drought's going to turn into floods now. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go out and prepare methodically at a much more rapid pace because of the possibility of nuclear war. Brother Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com. Read the stories. You'll see all the different things there. The fact also that a bank, a public bank, $40 billion valuation of the stock in December, zero today or a dollar today. Let me tell you what. Here is a good fuel capable thing on Amazon. It's called a Pulsar Products 4,000 watt portable super quiet dual fuel parallel capability RV ready. It's a generator. It's right there, an excellent one on Amazon for $649. But therein lies the problem: is the $649. I tell you, sometimes you can't get around the block. You know, possibility of Putin assassination attempt in Moscow. Troops deployed atop nuclear reactors. Just breaking news, apparently. Allegedly from the Canadian Prepper. Somebody sent me. I don't have time to go in and read the story, but that's something pops up on the screen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, remember I talked to you about somebody who was able to find a real good treadle sewing machine, an old Singer, and they bought it really inexpensively at a, you know, in the newspaper or at a, you know, like a state sale or whatever. And it was a real cool looking thing, something from the teens or 20s, with all the fancy paint, you know, on it, the gold leaf paint, all that stuff. And I'll tell you what, they for $150 and a new belt, were able to bring that. And that thing is a machine that will even sew leather. So there is somebody, all right. There is somebody right there that has, for a very limited amount, has an entire business on a treadle Singer sewing machine that was designed to sew leather, and it sews it like butter because they've tried it. It will sew canvas, leather, any other cloth. All you got to do is to get the proper bobbins and wrap the threads around them, the proper threads, get all of the fasteners, all of the different seam tapes, all the stuff that you might need, the sewing notions, okay? And that they could then, you see, make what? Holsters, pistol belt, harness, you know. They could sew up little bags, you know what I mean, tote bags and ammunition bags and that kind of stuff. Make clothing, BDUs or jeans or work shirts. Or even a nice lady's dress. All you got to do is get the patterns. And to start, anybody who's the seamstress or the sewing machine jockey can then stack up some bolts of fabric. That can be a prep. You can then say, hey, I'll make you a brand new coat for winter for your kid. You bring me so many eggs from your chickens. Or you bring me your chicken ready for the pot. or milk from your cow that doesn't get, you know, that hasn't had the shots and that has basically a fresh, good, clean milk. Somebody just sent me all eyes on East China, East Asia, China, Taiwan flare-up. Japan has been warned by China, by Red China. Chinese ambassador to Japan, Wu Jingao, warned the Japanese leaders that their planned visit to Taiwan was equated with crossing the red line. So China is saying to the Japanese, Red China, that if they visit Taiwan and the foreign forces comparing, conspiring with Taiwan's independence forces, carrying out constant provocation, the ambassador told him. So that it said, inciting the split in China will bring the Japanese people into the fire. So they're now, Red China is threatening Japan. So we don't have anything to protect our West Coast because all our stuff is overseas. In South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, off Taiwan, Guam, all the different areas over there, Hawaii. And meanwhile, we got Red Chinese taking green lasers, throwing green lasers and all kind of stuff down on the Hawaiian Islands. I just talked to somebody who came back from the Neftali Coast and the land of Hanalei and up on the big high mountain there. They got the NSA, you know. But I'll tell you what. All that's compromised, and they can hit that with the hypersonic whoosh. Less than 5 minutes, and it's gone, baby. Ours are under development, right? Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Defend your home, your business, your farm, your ranch. Mighty men and women of valor. Use your high technology to strike blows against that satanic conference in the Marriott, allegedly in Boston. All right? Go against the satanic conference there and against Lucifer and his people throughout the world. Especially the ones in the high places, even in the U.S. military, intelligence, and government. The ones who are trying to prevent you from knowing that they're allowing the Red Chinese to communicate to their saboteur via multiplex radio systems that have now been deciphered. Bendigo Rangers, I know you're ready. And Mickey Lapua, baby, keep your eye on the optics and squeeze that trigger. Road and Track and Little L. Tonight's Muay Thai, baby. Give him an extra kick and an extra elbow and an extra punch for me.